We sing everything before we. No?
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Not
Listen,
good.
I'm not doing it, but I, from what I understand, you used to be a
Not
singer.
anymore. I lost my voice.
He's not from the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ha lachma. Okay, this is the bread of affliction. Chule. Hagigersinen lo ke ha lachma. So the two different versions in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Some people have keha lachma anya, like this is the bread of affliction. So do we have the gears of keha lachma anya or not? So says the Maral, no. You do not have keha, just go with ha lachma anya. Why is that? Because in other words, a person might be saying, what do you mean? This is this bread right here that I have in front of me. This is not the bread itself that we were eating back in Mitzrayim. That bread we ate already back then, right? This is new bread that was baked in, I don't know, where
New
you were
York.
baked, in New York, Lakewood, Williamsburg, wherever they're baking the matzahs, right? So that is... That's the this bread is so I should just say keha, like this. This is similar to the one that we had. That's what a person that could be the motivation for that other girsa over there. Says the moral, no, we should say ha lachmanya. Why? Because he says, well, go look over there. Go look in another place where we are told. This has to do with Mon, the Mon that fell, and Moshe is commanded to put some of it away into a vial, into a special little jar, which I cannot wait until we find that. That's going to be pretty incredible, right? Because the pasuk says, "Leman yiru es halechem asher ha'achalti osam." In order that in the future, so this is going to obviously not dissolve and become all wormy, right, inside this vial, and rather in the future, the Jewish people, when we find the Aron HaKodesh, then next to it is going to be this vial of mun, and you can't get clearer proof than that to the fact that we lived on mun for 4 years in the desert. So that is the commandment. But says the Maral, take a look at the Pasuk. It says, we're going to take this mon. Now this mon that's being put into the vial, is that mon the same mon that got eaten by the Jewish people? Clearly not. How do we know that, Ari?
It's not eaten.
Because not eaten, it's still in the vial, right? And yet, right? Yet, right? Ari is using his thumb, right? Still in the vial, obviously didn't get eaten.
But this is the man that fell during that time, as opposed to this matzah is not the matzah that we made at that
He
time.
didn't say until the fell. The pasuk says, "Leman yiru es halechem asher ochalti osam." Okay, so Maamar zeh. Sidru Chachamim Zal, She Yoimer, Kedei Leforsem Inyan Halecha Mazeh. So Chazal put it, they organized it to be over here, that a person should say this, in order to publicize this bread. What is this bread? Vishehu Lechem Oni. She'ochlu avoseinu b'Mitzrayim, that this is the bread of poverty or affliction, we'll see exactly what, that our fathers ate in Egypt. She'evnei she'kovu l'seder hagoda al ha'lechem k'mo she'darshu lechem oni she'onin alav dvarim harbei. So the Maharal explained, why is it that we start off the whole thing with halach ma'anya? And then everything else will be said over this bread. Answer is because of the drasha, and we'll discuss the mechanism of this drasha, but the expression lechem oni over here is awkward, and therefore Chazal darshan. Like I said, we'll talk about. We're gonna have no less than four different drushes,
okay.
And they're all necessary for different reasons. Because if it meant to say this, it should have said it like that. It should have said lechem ani, or lechem onyi, or you know, whatever. So they're all. So the drush comes in to resolve that. Maral is not giving that to us now, but he is saying that the Chazal make a drusha. Therefore, lechem sha'onin alav dvarim harbe. It is the bread, upon it many things are said. In other words, the Haggadah shel Pesach is said dvar. I added the word harbe, but I think if my memory serves me correctly, that's actually the language of Chazal. So lechem oni sha'onin alav dvarim harbe. So therefore, and then by the way, it's based on a pasuk that v'gat al bincha bavur zeh. Right. So the only visual prop that is described for the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the prop, the visual prop that you have to have in front of you is what? Bavur zeh. Oh, the matzah. By extension.
Uh-huh.
But the pasuk says about the matzah. Yeah. Lefikach. So since this bread is going to be the topic of the story, and of course we already learned earlier why that is, but the Maral will tell us again, right, just on one foot, so this makes sense, is that matzah represents geula, salvation, right? So that's the whole story. The story is of the Jewish people going out to Geula. So therefore, the bread is the basis upon which the entire Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is said over. And therefore, we begin the Haggadah Shel Pesach with Ha Lachma Anya. Lefika Maschil Belechem V'kora Kruv. He calls to his called ones, Kruv, El Halachim, to the bread. Like, you know, come everybody, right? Let's partake of this, right? Kadeshi Yenira Shekol Mashi Yoimar Akaka, Hu Al Halachim Shehishil Bo. That everything is being said on this bread. Vim Haya Mashil Ma Nishtane. If we would have started with all the different manishtanas, then even though you might have the bread here, but it wouldn't be recognizable, it wouldn't be visible, that it's all being said on the bread.
What does he mean by that? Just that you wouldn't know that it's the ikur, because there's four different concepts being discussed?
And
whereas with halachmi, it's explicit that the ikar is the letter.
Right, Shtana, right. By being the first gotta, thing, right? By being the first thing, it kind of makes it clear.
Also mentioned in Rosh Hashanah.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, so its point is not the clear ikar. Okay.
Yeah. V'kasher, sorry, v'kasher amar, apologize, halachma, v'kora el-karav, El Halachim, he says, whoever is hungry, let them come eat. Whoever needs the mitzvah, let them come partake. So this is drawing everyone's attention to the matzah. V'achar maskil manishtane oz nira shehu ona al halachim dvarim eil ulefi she'ein ze rag divrei balabais shekora es hakol El Halachim Kedei L'Saper Lav Haggadah Hu B'loshen Shederech Ludaber al Bnei Beiso Loshan Arami. So that is new facet. So until now we've been talking about why is it that we begin the entire night with Halach Ma'anya. Right? Now is a new point of why is it in Aramaic. And the answer is because this is meant to be, according to this, nowadays, perhaps it should be in English, right, for us. Because the point is, it's you calling everyone to the table. Come on, guys, let's go. Here's the matzah. Yeah, we got the matzah over here. Right? So that is meant to draw everyone's attention, this language that they all spoke. So that will be in Aramaic.
The fact that everything else is in Hebrew, was this maybe added later, Halach Ma'anya?
So the Maharal is answering it differently. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the Haggadah is one of the most commented on pieces of Chazal, right? What?
Rabbinic literature.
Yeah, thank you. So many answers. But the Maharal is telling us an answer over here. The answer is yes, it stands out. Why is it? Why is it Aramaic? Answer is because this is meant to be you drawing the attention of your family members. Family members don't always speak Hebrew, right? If they don't speak Hebrew, it's not going to help them to say that. If you say it in Aramaic, then it gets their attention on the matzah.
Well, to answer your question, I mean, the answer has to be yes, right? The ikar of the Haggadah was misakin by Anshei Knesset Gedolah, no?
It's and not then, clear, like, not clear, not clear. It's really not clear.
If the Sinai put this together, yeah. They didn't speak Aramaic at the time. They spoke Hebrew.
Okay, what makes us think that this is not a part of... what do you mean? First of all, you're assuming it's Tanoim. It's not clear how old the Haggadah is.
No, as I said, if that was that... because if they spoke Hebrew, they would not have put Halach Ma'anya in Aramaic. The whole point was the discussion of the other. It's the language that people spoke.
So the Maharal is assuming that those that were that compiled or wrote the Haggadah Shel Pesach spoke Aramaic. Mm-hmm. That's an assumption the Maharal has.
Right, okay.
Or at least the ones who died, you have to say Halach Ma'anya.
Right, right. But once we say that, we no longer have any reason to say that different parts of the Haggadah were written in different times. In other words, once you already have this answer, there's no need for another answer that was established later, right? That answer is coming to address the same question that the Maharal is answering. So we've already resolved the difficulty. Okay. Next, Halach Ma'anya Chulei. Yesh lishol, lama nikra hamatza lechem oni, veharei, asher shehi na'eh, kematzas shlomo. Maybe it could be really, really gishmaka bread, like bread of shlomo. I don't know if anybody has ever had like really good lafa bread, right? And you get one of these shawarmas, right? Like, I mean, the matzah doesn't have to be a crunchy cracker. The crunchy cracker that we have today is a chumra on top of a chumra on top of a chumra, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing. We'll discuss why the Klal Yisrael are so machmir with chametz, right? I mean, also very machmir with cleaning for Pesach, etc., which is beautiful. But Mikra din, it could be a wonderful lafa. In fact, obviously we can't learn from this. This already Gemara itself says you can't learn. But the menachos that were brought, the lachem aponim that was brought in the Beis Hamikdash was matzah, and yet it was a tefach tall lafa.
Wait,
right.
The lechem aponim was considered matzah?
Yeah. I mean, not chametz. Yeah. There's only one exception to chametz.
I know there's soft matzahs.
There's only one exception to anything chametz, and that's in the Lach Mitodah. It's the only exception which we will discuss. Yeah. But right, which ties into Lach Mitodah. Right. Thank you. So the point is that it could be nice geshmak bread. Why is it called lechem oni? V'ashemanikra hamatzah lechem oni. V'ra'isi k'tzas asher rotzu lefarish. So some that want to say divagadazos delekach nikra oni is called this language mipnei shehi namucha ve'en gvoa, because it's bread of lowliness, lowly, because you never gave a chance to rise, right? Chametz expands, it rises, that's the definition of chametz, whereas matzah does not rise. Kasher nis chametz hu nasa gvoa, umatzah hi namucha, kemoha ani hazeh lekach hu lechem oni. So it's called bread of poverty, because poor people are lowly, they're downtrodden, they're submissive. So that could be the definition. So it's low, it's short, even though it could be very yummy, but it's not tall. Hatama sheni, pasa matzah hi kasher lihisakel. Another explanation is that matzah is difficult to digest. But it's tumka in the stomach. Ulakahi Michael Oni Kedesha lo yisakel hamozun b'meyav. So poor people who want to have something in their belly, they don't want to have an empty belly. People during the Holocaust, they were starving. They would literally eat even things that would not have nutritious value just to have something in the stomach, just that the stomach should not be so empty, right? But the point is, here, eat something that's hard to digest. It takes a long time. You kind of sits like a rock in your stomach, so you don't have an empty belly, and I guess it does provide you with nutrition for a prolonged period of time. What?
Stomach's not as painful.
To have an empty stomach, yeah. Empty stomach is has literally stomach pains. There's a feeling of at least having some satiation. So poor people, that they only have a little tiny bit. So this is what they do. V'zeu she'omrim ha'alach ma'anya de'achlu avosana ba'ara de'mitzrayim. This is the bread of poverty that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Purish ki b'mitzrayim hayu mitzrim ma'achilun es Yisrael matzah, that the Egyptians would make us eat matzah. Kedei she'yis'acher be its tumka shelahem, so that this food should be delayed, meaning like stay around for a prolonged period of time in the stomach and in the digestion. Velo yisachel, and it shouldn't get digested quickly. Shederech le haachil hamatza lavodim haosin as avoda ad kan divrem. So this is what people do. To their avodim, in order they shouldn't digest the food quickly. It came a little bit, it lasts them a long time. He'll be kind of marginally hungry for pretty much always, but you don't have to feed him as much. Okay, if we're zocher to, maybe we'll get to try to. Marl's going to reject this pshat. I think that if you the Pirush of the Gro, you could maybe make shalom between the Maral's pshat, and this. If my memory serves me correctly, this is the Ramban says this. But the Maral does not like this pshat. Veim dvorim shiyakish akosuv ve'emus. So both psukim disprove this, and the reality disproves this. Ki lo nimtza b'shum mokum, lo b'kosuv, v'lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'talmud. Shamitzrim hayu machilim es Yisrael matzah. We have no source whatsoever that the Egyptians would feed the Jewish people matzah. V'adarabba b'sifri amru, parshas b'halosecha, zacharnu es odaga sherna nechel b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free. I don't know why he brings imagery. I think it's a Gemara also, but maybe the Midrash is more explicit. But yesh b'inyan shamitzrim hayu nosnin lahem dogim chinam. Is there such a thing that the Egyptians would feed us fish for free? V'halok siv lechu ivdu v'tevan lo yinosin lechem. Go and work, and we're not even going to give you straw. Im tevan lo hayu nosni lechem chinam. Even straw they wouldn't give to them for free. Dogim hayu nosni lechem chinam. Ela chinam in a mitzvah. Dan, what did you want to ask?
Isn't this part of Yitzhak's time when the midterm made it harder for the Yidden, and that's why they had to collect their own Tevin? I mean, it's not really a riot that we never got Tevin from the midterm.
That's true.
This was just at a certain time.
That's true. So you're saying Kasha on the Gemara, right, on the Chazal. This was like an extra level of harsh decree. But the point, this was for our work that we owe to them, right? I mean, in other words, there's a difference altogether between, you know, the employer providing pencils and paper and, you know, whatever it is, laptops, right? Versus like feeding you. That's a whole
luxury. Like, if they're not going to give you the pencils and paper for your job, often they're not going to give you the luxury to have fish in this.
No kind, yeah, I guess no
the
kind
point was is they were giving us pencils and paper.
Yeah, because those you literally need for the job. So it's a kol shekein to the, I mean, that was like, that's how far they went, right? But you see that even before they went that far, right? But they certainly were not feeding us. We had to feed ourselves.
Even
the whole time.
Tevin, since it's their mind to take away the Tevin at one time, that shows that they're so strong enough.
We're going to address this shocking statement. Like, where do we learn this from then?
What's that?
Every kid in kindergarten knows that they ate matzah when they're slaves. And yet, Maral says no source in Chazal.
Not one source, right?
Yeah. So but I was wondering where it comes up. Are we going to?
There are mafarshim to say it. I think it might be a Ramban.
It's like a chiddush from a Ramban, like the Rishonim that this first came out.
Yeah, they're trying to answer the kasha of this is lechem oni. So,
uh-huh.
In what ways is lechem oni?
Uh-huh.
Right. So, that's what they say. And by the way, like according to everything that we said, we had a whole shiur on what the shiur with Mitzrayim looked like, right?
Right.
I mean, that the Jewish people had their own money, so this was not the type of slavery where he's your slave and you feed him, etc. That was not the case.
I was just thinking that maybe...
The Gemara is saying, that we had to go and buy straw. Now, if you have to go and buy straw, what's the duke? You have money, right? And the expectation is you have to go and buy the straw, right? So, which the is meduk in the psukim over there, the gon is medayik that the Jewish foremen were telling the the workers, guys, just go and buy the straw. But they were trying to save on it. They were trying to go and gather it themselves, and that's why they were falling short on the quota. Sometimes pinching the pennies is not the Jewish
we were all thinking
predisposition for saving a couple of dollars sometimes backfires.
I was just thinking, if we were lamenting the fact that we ate fish, why would we be eating this matzah only? Forget about all these other diukim that we're making.
We ate good food.
We had good food. Why would we be eating this matzah to fill up our tummies when we had all this fish? It seems like a much more simple raya. You know?
Good. And not just the fish, but there's an entire pasuk. Sacharnu as we remember the all the right. What?
The
kishuim and there's a whole list of all. Exactly. Because whatever, the third year Jewish Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says. Because all the things they couldn't, the flavors they couldn't taste them on. But the pshat, ein hamikra yotzei midei pshuto, is they're saying, remember the gishmaka, good, delicious food we used to eat in Mitzrayim. Ein hamikra yotzei midei pshuto.
Well, it does seem like the Maharal is emphasizing not about whether we ate the matzah or not, but that the Mitzrayim didn't provide it for us. It seems to be that.
He doesn't care about. He has a mefurusha gemara that they were not giving us food to eat. That's it. You want to start measuring what's better, what's worse, maybe it was a bad fish. You can say any proof you want.
The point is they didn't feed us.
There's a chazal that says they were not feeding us. That's it. In fact, it asks like a tema, like what in the world, how could that be? Right? And it says that's not what it means. Okay. Vod Shakasa Voimer Loteaka Lav Chomets Shivas Yam Taka Lav Matzas Lechem Oni Ki Bichi Pozon Yotzasa Mimitzrayim. The Pasuk tells us, you know why we eat matzah? Because we left Egypt quickly. Vim Lechem Oni Nikra Al Shem Shemachilno so ha'ani lama omra Torah toichel alav matzas lechem oni shemachilno so lanim kibichizon yitzasa. So the Torah gives a different explanation. What does leaving quickly have to do eating like poor people? Lama karo so mishem oni de'ein inyin anius b'mokam ashirus Hageula. So this is the Torah is telling us, matzah is because of the geula, because you left quickly, you were saved in such an incredible way. How does that stem with bread of poverty? He definitely does, and he will address. But the night before they left, but the matzah they had before they left was already a part of the geula. In other words, Hashem commanded us to have a carbon Pesach, right, and to have matzah. Now, the carbon Pesach is clearly not a standard thing that we're having back when we were Vodim, right? This is a special commandment. Hashem made us eat matzah.
But no matter how you. But certainly, their matzah was not because they left with the puzzle, or what would seem that way, at least.
So
anyway, I have to explain how there's a matzah with the carbon pesach.
Well, but yeah, right. Right. I agree. Yeah. So we're gonna have to tie in the matzah that was eaten on Leila Seder that year with the matzahs that were formed when they left so quickly that there was no time for the bread to rise. But the truth is, that'll be pretty easy because they're both talking about Geula. Right? So Hashem is having us eat the matzah on that night when we're sitting, eating Karm Pesach, with our walking staffs in our hands and our loins girded, right, ready to go. So we're eating the matzah. And then we're leaving and forming matzah. So it's all matzah, geula, quickly. That's all can easily be put into one package. But here you have a whole, completely, seemingly the opposite interpretation of matzah, which is slaves, endless slavery, suffering, difficulty, starving, and being fed that bread. That's what he's pushing against. Okay. Anu pirusha dvarim ki hamatza nikra lechem oni hefach matza ashira. So first and foremost, we could get an insight as to what the word lechem oni means by seeing what the word lechem matza ashira means, right? So you got poverty over here, you got rich over here. So let's go look over there. Is matzah shira bread that only rich people eat? No, not necessarily, right? So what is matzah shira? Let's look at matzah shira and contrast and compare it with matzah aniyah. Shekasher yesh ba shemen dvash nikreis ashira. Ki hadavar hazeh ma'ashir halachem. It has these extra things. What's it called in today? Enriched flour, right? What does it mean, enriched flour? Anyone?
More nutrients in it?
I think they add, right? I think they add like vitamin D and like vitamin B and whatever. I mean, in other words, because they understand that Americans just kind of like eat McDonald's all day, right? So because they don't want the population to get low on these very important things and get sick, so they put a whole bunch of extra things into the flour. That's called enriched flour, literally, like we see over here, matzah ashira, enriched, right? Vizeki ha'ani she'ein lo ela atzmo. So, and now we're going to get to the morale's main shot. Remind me, have we seen this before, earlier in the Gevurah Hashem?
I think you like it touched on it somewhere. I remember we talked about it mm-hmm. very briefly.
Okay, so an ani has only himself. Right? A poor man, right? He doesn't have all of these possessions, all these houses, all these cars, all these, you know, things that are added on to the person. He is, just himself. The ain lo mamun rak atzmo v'gufo. V'hamatza gam kein kasher ain ba rak etzem ha'isa she'atzmus ha'isa hu hamayim v'kemach. What is the man, by the way, interesting, because man's body also was Hashem needed kaviyachol, right? Hashem needed, took earth mixed with water and kneaded it and made the goof of the Adam. That's the Isa, that's the dough, which is flour and water kneaded into dough. That's it. So literally flour and water, that's lechem oni, an oni, a person himself just has his body. And so matzah aniyah is just the body of the bread, just the flour and the water making up the dough. V'zehu atzmus isa u'b'zeh havi lahem lechemoni. And that is what makes it bread of poverty, because it doesn't have all the enrichment, all the extras. V'im yej bo sa'or o chometz. Ah, so now he's going to address a different point. Hold on a second. Matzah ashira, fine, because I added eggs, I added honey, I added oil, so that those are extra things, just like a rich man has this enrichment. extra things, so too this has extra things. But what about just plain old chametz, right? I take flour and water, and then one of two things. Let's say I add a little bit of sourdough into it, or I just let it sit. Just let it sit. I don't add anything. Just let it sit out for an hour or two, right? And it becomes sourdough, right? So a person might ask that that doesn't seem like enrichment because you didn't add these extra things. Im yesh bo sa'or or chametz, tam ha-sa'or va-chametz hu nosef al etzem ha'isa. Answer is no, because the flavor of the, because all, the truth is all dough, I mean, I guess maybe there might be a way to like, right? If you expose it to heat, then you kill the yeast inside. But otherwise, natural flour has yeast already in it. Therefore, if you just let it sit out, the yeast begins to multiply the dough. Once you mix water with it, now you get dough, and now the yeast begins to multiply, and there's a chemical reaction that's being produced, which is releasing gas, which makes the little bubbles, and also begins to change the flavor of the dough. That's the sour taste of it, which we spoke about in previous years. Rav Yosef Jigatilya's Haggadah Shel Pesach, that it's literally souring, it's rotten, it's turning rotten. That's a different point. Why we like that, but the point is that this is a foreign thing that's happening to the dough. This is not natural to the dough. The dough by itself is mixed flour and water, you get a dough, bake it, that's what the bread tastes by itself. And the way, by the way, if you want to ever check what's the etzem adover versus what is a external matter to it, so the Gaon in the Deres Eliyahu, right towards the beginning of the Chumash, says the way to check it is, see if you can remove that variable. Can you have that thing without this? Right? So for example, if you want to know, is the sour flavor of sourdough bread, is the airy bubble, the airiness of bread, is that the atzmius of bread, or is that a happenstance, an external extra thing that was put onto it? So how can you check that? Well, can you figure out a way to make bread without having those characteristics? And the answer is yes, you could. You can make matzah, right? And then it doesn't have those characteristics. So they're clearly foreign to the bread. But can you have bread that does not have that baseline bread, just plain old bread flavor to it? No, that is the bread. There's no way to move. If you take out the flour from it, you don't have bread. You just have water. And if you add yeast and eggs and honey to the water, then you just have something else. But you certainly don't have bread, right? So that tells you what the atzmius hadavar is. Vezehu yoser asher min matzah ashira. Now he has to explain to us why is it that chametz is even a greater violation. The chametz is even a greater violation of matzah, of lechem oni, then is matzah shira. In other words, we have lechem oni, which is what you're supposed to have. Then matzah shira is one rung up, which is actually an interesting discussion. You're certainly not mekayim lechem oni. But there is a discussion. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Haver wants to say that you are mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah, which certainly with the Gaon, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. And you're mekayim that mitzvah deraisa by eating matzah ashira, meaning it's matzah, it's just not lechem oni. Two different criteria he wants to say. Strong kasha on it that Rav Yitzchak Huttner asks, but as Rav Yitzchak Isaac Haver says, thank you. And then there is chametz with which you're certainly not mekayim anything, and not, you know, worse than that, you're mamash over on the suri deraisa. So in what way is, if I had to ask you, which one is farther away from lechem oni? I've got lechem oni on the bottom over here, right? And then I got matzah shira. It's got honey. It's got eggs. You know, it's our Sephardi friend over there, Rav Meyer, would not make hamotzi on that, even if the light depended on it, right? And then you've got regular sourdough bread, which Meyer would make hamotzi on, right? So in what way is chametz farther away from lechem oni than matzah shira?
It changes the form.
So we'll discuss it, but first I want to tell you again, back to the Gaon and the Deres Eliyahu. So there's three things to everything, and that's because things are created in three worlds: Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Right. So there's the Atzmius HaDover, that's the Bria, the actual creation of the thing itself that it should exist. Then there is a Mikra, Davuk, a happenstance which is pretty much inextricable, or it's stuck on to the Atzmius HaDover, and then a Mikra Sheina Davuk, and an external thing, a happenstance to it, which is external to it. Okay, in other words, how much are we altering the essential thing? So that's, I think that's going to be very helpful in understanding the Maharal's answer over here, of which one is a farther deviation from a greater deviation from the matzah, right? So the matzah is the matzah. Now I go and I smear some honey onto it, or I smear some, I mix some eggs into it, whatever it is. Yes, I have the taste of matzah plus another flavor. But that's not as bad as a change in the guf ha'isa itself, in the body of the bread. The bread itself is being transformed. First of all, it's the souring of the actual bread itself sours, and it changes in shape, it changes it gets that airiness to it. So that's a change to a more fundamental change to the bread itself. That's why it's even farther away from the matzah. So let's hear how the Maharal says it. Ki matzah shira bishvil sheyesh ba mashke ze ashiru shela. So it has this liquid oil, whatever, honey in it, right? So that's the wealth of it. V'omnam isa sheyesh ba sa'or ochametz, but bread that has dough, that has in it sourdough, yotze yoser mi'inyan matzah, it has deviated farther. It's been a more fundamental change in what it is. Sheyesh beguf ha'isa chametz, the actual dough itself has been made sour. It's been soured. I changed it. Ulkach ha'matzah hi lechem oni. That's why matzah is lechem oni, is the farthest from them. Okay, we'll hold it over here.